Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jamie and Wicked are supposed to know what's going on in the world.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Let's see if they really do.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
It's What's Trending with Jamie and Wicked.
Apparently they give a lot fewer D pluses than D minuses.
On 98.1 KMBZ.
You know what today is, Jamie?
I can only imagine. I saw this today.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm going to do the rest of the show with my shades on. It is National Sunglasses Day, so put them on, Kansas City.
Are those from the wedding?
No, these are from the wedding that I went to in Mexico.
Oh.
They have more money than we do, and so they bought sunglasses for everybody. Meanwhile, I just got them from the for the wedding party. That's all we did. They got sunglasses for everybody. Are you an expensive sunglasses girl?
No, because I lose them.
Yes.
I lose them. That's not worth spending money on. Not at all.
No, I lose them. I break them. I scratch them. No way. Mm-hmm. I'm dancing. They fly off.
I buy sunglasses two pairs at a time. It's just easier that way. You're going to lose a pair. That way you've always got a backup hanging around.
I think the last time I spent money on sunglasses was actually before this wedding. I bought a pair of white sunglasses. Mm-hmm. They're gone. I think I left them in Mexico, as a matter of fact.
Well, that stinks.
Meanwhile, these freebies have lasted me for a while. As always, the damn free ones. Although I did buy ones for the wedding, which I don't really wear because they're the memento from the wedding. So
you don't wear them because of that?
Yeah, they go Wicked Wedding on one side, and all the guys had their names and the girls had their names. So it's kind of like a memento.
Interesting.
I don't really want to lose those. I'm just really afraid. These I wear in the pool. I don't even care. They're free.
All right, moving on to what's, trending that matters other than National
Sunglasses
Day. The Redstone Arsenal, the Army's Redstone Arsenal, is trending. It's on lockdown for a possible active shooter. This is in northern Alabama. The facility was tweeting out details on that as we went through this morning. We don't know a lot about this yet. In fact, it's not on CNN. It's just getting a bit of Twitter coverage right now.
Gotcha. So it's still kind of developing?
I mean, until CNN has a breaking news headline, it's not actually news, Wicked.
Ah.
And it doesn't.
Is there a countdown to making news? Have that?
No, we do have soon on CNN right now the White House press briefing. And as of this moment, we're unsure of whether that's going to be on camera or audio only and a CNN sketch artist.
Oh, good. That'll be great.
So, yeah.
That'll be really wonderful. Also trending is we need Travis.
Are you doing? Yeah.
Travis.
Help.
We don't understand what this is.
And he doesn't know.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. If we've stumped Travis, then we know it's a bad day.
Jocelyn Hernandez? Yeah, I have no idea who that is. She's part of a show called Love and Hip Hop, which I don't watch VH1, so I have no idea.
Okay.
Not a ton of people do.
If anybody does, text in 22980.
All right, I need help on this one, too. You guys will probably know
this one.
Zamir White?
Yeah, he's the number one high school running back in the country.
Okay.
And he's going to make his decision soon about where he is going to go play college football. It could be in Georgia. People are all excited about him. We'll find out exactly where he's going to go. Did he pick Georgia? Is that official?
Yep.
He picked Georgia.
He picked
Georgia,
yep.
Gotcha. His nickname is Zeus.
Well, that's a great nickname.
And he's going, and Georgia is in Athens, Georgia, so Zeus is going to Athens. Yeah. which is not bad. Cool. Five-star running back going to play for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Forest Park is trending because of the Confederate monument that is being taken down from Forest Park. This is in St. Louis. It will be gone by Friday under a new agreement, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
I'm so mixed on that.
Are
absolutely
you?
Mixed on that, yes. Because I don't want
You were pretty against taking these down.
I pretty much am against it. Mm-hmm. But I understand if they're... I'd like to know what the monument is before I completely condemn it. Like, if it's the picture of a, you know, of a black person chained up and whipped and there's a whip...
That's more offensive,
that's
yes.
Okay. I got a problem with that. I do.
Hashtag innocent phrases that scare me. Like mine. Nothing, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty
good. Fine.
Always one, which is, guys, Travis, you know this, whenever Mel says, I'm fine, that always means...
Ask more questions.
I'm not fine.
Yeah. To her, it means I want ice cream.
All right. I'm going to tell you something. Promise you won't get mad?
No.
That's the one right there.
No.
That's the one
Never.
Right there.
Someone asks you that, always say no.
It's 12 minutes after 12. Coming up, you'll never believe what is a law in North Carolina. And we're going to go back to you women for this.
It's a bad day to be a woman, I got to tell you.
It's a great day to be a guy.
Isn't every day every a great day to be a guy?
This is a man's world. We'll do this on the other side. You'll never believe what they actually have to fight to overturn in North Carolina. Coming up next on 98.1 KMBZ. KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. From the text line, isn't it nice to have a penis?
I don't know, is it?
It's great. You can pee easier.
That's where you're starting with that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's good to be a man.
Let's talk about North Carolina.
Let's talk about, in the ranking of states I'm glad I don't live in, for the moment, I'm pretty content in Kansas,
all
given
right.
our discussion last hour. Really happy I don't live in North Carolina. And pretty soon it might get better because someone with a bit of sense is going to try to fix this.
I can't believe that this is the only state in the union that this actually applies and is actually something that needs to be debated.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I'll bet a time or two this might apply to men. I just want to throw that out there. Where a guy says no after he says yes, I bet this is applied to one man ever. The look, oh my gosh.
Really?
The piercing
eyes.
Do you
think that's ever happened?
Yeah.
Where a woman, where you get midway through the act and a man who initially wanted to follow through then changes his mind and the woman rapes him into completing the act, whether he wants to or not. Really? Do we really think that's ever happened?
I mean, it's tough to be a man.
Really?
It really is. Fayetteville, North Carolina. Where a Fayetteville woman feels spurned by a decades-old North Carolina law that rules a person... Why is everything weird in North Carolina? Like, we're always talking about weird stuff in North Carolina. There's a law that rules a person cannot be charged with rape even if the other person revokes consent during sex. So, if I meet a young filly and she and I consent to having... intercourse, and midway through, she says, "You know what? Stop." And I go through the act and finish.
Yeah,
you cannot charge me with rape in North Carolina because
can't change your mind.
In 1979, the North Carolina Supreme Court ruled a person can't be charged with rape if the person initially consented but revoked consent after intercourse began. This is crazy. In State versus Way, the court determined, quote, if the actual this is kind of an adult topic. Yes. If the actual penetration is accomplished with the woman's consent, the accused is not guilty of rape, although he may be guilty of another crime because of his subsequent actions. This, I had no clue that this was a thing.
And so at one point, because of this case out of Wake County, a second-degree rape charge was cut down to a misdemeanor assault charge because of the ruling from the 1970s about this law.
This absolutely 100% needs to be overturned.
Yeah, think?
1,000%.
In this, hey, we need to teach men that no really does mean no. We need to make sure you know that it means no, no matter when she says it.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm glad we can agree on that. So is there an effort to overturn this, please?
I can't play devil's advocate for you here on this one.
Great. Great.
This is the only
who's
state.
Who's fighting this one?
Aaliyah Jackson is Senator Jeff Jackson. He's a Democrat from Mecklenburg, somewhere, wherever the hell that is in North Carolina. he says legislators are hearing more and more about women who have been raped and are being denied justice because of this crazy loophole. North Carolina is the only state in the U.S. where no doesn't mean no. There is a bill in the committee, and Jackson added it will likely be dead for the rest of the legislative session. There's no reason for it to be partisan. It's about doing what's obviously right. North Carolina common law, which can be changed by the General Assembly, doesn't directly define what consent is. Sonia Desai, client services coordinator with the Guilford County Family Justice Center, says, quote, as far as no means no, it's absolute. We believe it to be an absolute. So when someone says no to sex, that means no. This will not get done anytime soon. This will not get reversed anytime soon.
It's one of those laws that you hope wasn't enforced. You know, it's one of those laws that you hope if a woman changed her mind mid-act from yes to no, that the prosecutor still charged with full rape, you know, still charged with the most severe charge they could.
Well, what happened was this 19-year-old woman, Aaliyah Palmer, says she was the victim of a sex crime back in January when a man pulled her into the bathroom for sex, which she said she was willing. When the sex turned violent, she told the man to stop, and he didn't listen. And therefore, even though she said no, she said yes originally, that is not rape in North Carolina. It is everywhere else in America, but it's not in North Carolina. How stupid is this?
All right, so we're getting texts from men.
Oh, my gosh.
And sometimes it's hard to tell tone in text. So I'm going to let you take a look at it.
All right, let me turn on let me open it up here.
Because I made the statement, and I said it a bit facetiously, but I meant it because I can't imagine a situation in which this would be reversed. But I jokingly said, do you really think there has ever been a man who consented and then midway through said, no, I don't want to do this, and the woman raped him anyway? And I'm not saying men can't be raped, but let's please admit that by and large, the victims are women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In part because of the force, and I'm not going to get into the biology of it, but the fact that he could extract himself.
Yes.
And the act ends, you know, whereas she is going to have a more difficult time keeping the two together.
But if... Yeah, you know, you're right about that.
It can be done. I'm not saying never, but let's admit that the vast majority is not going to be that scenario.
And as we toe the line here of what is indecent,
very carefully.
If you're near the finish line and you say, wait, let's stop, and then 13 seconds later, 10 seconds later,
5 seconds later,
all of it, you said stop before you got to the finish line. Mm-hmm. You know, like, again, very close to that line of our boss walking in here.
Here's what I think. I think if he wants the act to end, all he does is has to do is separate the two of you. Unless she has brute strength to hold the two of you together, I think he can pull the two of you apart, and that ends the act. She does not have the physical strength to overpower him generally.
Generally.
It could happen, sure, but generally that's not going to happen.
576-7798.
Sorry, boss.
I can't imagine anybody not being in favor of overturning this other than the guy who's going to trial for this. that guy is the only guy like, wait.
How has this not been overturned before now? How has there not been a female lawmaker who came up and said, this law is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Let's get this off the books. Yeah. How has that never happened? And yes, to everyone in the text line, we know what the real terms are. We like our jobs. Right. We'd rather not get fired for making the FCC angry.
Yeah, I can't go that far.
We're well aware of what the line is. We do our best not to cross it.
576-7798, or you can text in 22980. The story is up on our Facebook page, and it's also on Twitter. You can give us your thoughts.
Not a good day to be a woman, Wicket, in the world today.
Yeah, you know, it just blows my mind that somewhere somebody decided this was a great idea to define this as, well, she said yes originally. Because you know it was a bunch of guys sitting around. They're like, well, she said yes originally, so I guess if he just kept on going and maybe you didn't hear her.
Right.
Maybe it was at a rock concert in the bathroom. Maybe you were at a festival or something. Maybe you had your ears plugged.
Those are the same people that if she had said no to begin with, he would have thought, well, she didn't mean it. Because you're not believing her when she changes her mind. So those are the same people that are just going to proceed the way you want, regardless of what she says.
No does mean no. It doesn't matter at what, any time, at any point. Yeah.
Great lessons to be teaching boys in North Carolina. Fantastic.
Terry and Olathe, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. My question is, if it's overturned by the state, can't they take it to the Supreme Court where it won't be overturned?
The thing is, this is as a state law, they have had cases like this since 1979 that have not been overturned by the Supreme Court. The story is, out of North Carolina, there finally is a bill to change the law.
Yeah, well, that's good, but I still think that if they take it to the Supreme Court now, the people would be hollering holy hell if they didn't overturn it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Hey, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. This is a text we actually got, and I don't know if this is serious, but it's the second one we actually got from a person. It is not rape if she says yes. You cannot rape the willing. Wow.
Say that to me again.
It is not rape if she says yes. You cannot rape the willing. She agreed to have sex. So if she says no in the middle, I hope you have no daughters, my friend, whoever you are.
You are agreeing with this law. Statement agrees with this law.
Yeah, it does.
I hope you're not married or have daughters.
It is 12:28. We'll take more of your calls, 576-7798. Text in 22980. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Yep, that's the new clock. We do this at the bottom of every hour now. We get to news, we come right back, which means more time for you at 576-7798. 576-7798. And does no really mean no? Or does yes mean no? Or does no mean yes?
Oh, so people are starting to scare me a little bit, Wicket, with some of the comments that are coming in. And you're looking at them, too, just to be sure that we're interpreting tone correctly to the best that we can. But we're talking about the story out of North Carolina. And there is a state senator who is proposing a bill to fix an old law that has been in place for many, many, many decades in North Carolina. But basically, the law in North Carolina says that a woman cannot withdraw consent for sex after the full act has begun.
After she's given consent.
After she has given consent. So she can't initially say, yes, I would like to do this. And then if she says yes initially, even if she says no midway through, that doesn't matter.
Green means go.
Green means go, no matter what red happens later. And there is, thank God, a state senator, Jeff Jackson, who points out that North Carolina is the only state in the U.S. where no does not mean no. And he is sponsoring a bill that says a person who continues to engage in sex after consent is withdrawn can be charged with rape.
Only state in the union that has this law, by the way, and it stems from a sex crime back in January. 19-year-old Aaliyah Palmer was pulled into the bathroom for sex by a man for which she was willing. When the sex turned violent, she told the man to stop. He didn't listen. He, according to the North Carolina Supreme Court, cannot be charged with rape because, as Jamie pointed out, the partner initially consented but revoked. Doesn't matter. In Carolina, she said yes. So yes means yes. And in this case, yes and no means yes, which is ridiculous.
Yes. And as people are pointing out, yes, you would still be charged with something else. It changes what you would be charged with. If she initially says yes and then says no, you've still committed a crime, but it is a lesser crime. It does not view that and rape as the same.
And the same goes for men, by the way. I mean, sure. The majority of rapes are done by men, and the victims are women. But if a guy says yes and then halfway through says no, and she pins him down and continues on until the end, that and he says no, she cannot be charged with rape by this law.
We won't have this debate on the air because this would cross us into FCC territory that we don't want to be in. But there is an argument to be had about whose end.
About, really, one side determines when the race is over.
But if it's her as the alleged suspect and him as the alleged victim, who has to hit an end for that to be a crime?
I don't know. That's a great question.
That gets us into trouble with the FCC.
That's a really good question. What if she's exhausted and he hasn't crossed the finish line
Is
yet?
It rape if an end does not happen?
Is that how you define it?
I don't know. Legally, I have no
idea.
That's
a great question.
And states are different, my guess is. But with him,
it's pretty clear when the movie's over.
Correct. It's going to be a more obvious end. And with her, it might not be.
576-7798. Tyler in Kansas City. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, how's it going?
Not bad, man. What's up?
Let me start with saying I absolutely think that she can withdraw consent. I have a baby girl on the way. So, I mean, that's...
Congrats.
Congratulations obvious. To you, Tyler.
I appreciate that. But just whenever you was talking earlier, Jamie, about how you think that he would be able to separate the two of them, I mean, I see a lot of bigger women with scrawnier guys, and I mean, if it was an instance like that, maybe I don't know.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right, though. I mean,
absolutely not. I'm just saying, as far as for him to say stop, and then her to, I don't know, be able to not separate them in time or something, but
it can happen. I mean, I'm just saying vast majority of the time he is going to be able to overpower her, at least to the point to get out of that situation, and she is less likely to be able to do that.
Did you see the movie Road Trip? DJ Qualls, when he went to that frat house, he got with the big girl. I mean, there's no way DJ Qualls could stop that woman from doing what she wanted in that movie. Hey, Tyler, thanks for the phone call, man, and again, congratulations to you. 576-7798. 576-7798. You can also text in 22980. Let's go to Olathe and talk to Carrie on 98.1 KMBZ.
Yeah, rape is rape, and it's rape if it's oral. It doesn't have to have an end. It doesn't have to have a beginning, per se, as you guys are talking about it. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to rape a person without actually having sexual orientation or sexual
intercourse.
Intercourse.
Yeah. I think there's some truth to that.
You're right.
Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate that.
We also then get into legal definitions.
Yeah.
And what the different charges mean. It is wrong, though. You're right in that also is wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. You can read about this on our Facebook page. It's on our Twitter page as well. Check it out. Twitter.com at 98.1KMBZ. Check that. Twitter.com at KMBZ Radio, excuse me. And on Facebook, too. By the way, we have a Twitter poll going on. And we got into this conversation in the 10 o'clock hour about tattoos. And we found out that 79% of... I'm sorry, not 79%. Excuse me. 4 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
4 out of 10, actually, Americans, adults, have tattoos. So
have at least one. A quarter have more than one.
Man, that's surprising to me. Still, and we were asking you, how many tats do you have? Zero? One, more than one, or used to have at least one, zero getting 62% of the vote. So right along the line of the rest of America based on that survey. Because right around, see, we're America right here. This is America right here. That's what it comes down
Travis.
To.
Travis.
So Travis has 14.
Well, when you guys mentioned it, Jamie, I heard you say, you know, when you get older, it's going to get saggy.
Yeah, especially on a woman.
But it's a new age of tattoos, though. Those women or men got those tattoos when ink was different, when the pens are different. Now the ink stays on you longer.
Mm-hmm.
People take, there's a lot of different ointment to take care of it even better, no matter how wrinkly you are. I've seen, I'm being serious. There's I've seen older women and older men who look great with their tattoos and looks like they got it yesterday.
But I don't, is that a change in the chemistry of the ink?
Yeah.
Because your skin is still just, is right. going to be just as saggy. Our skin's not changing.
But people also take care of it a lot different now.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's different ointments out there. There's different
lotions. Are you trying to encourage me then? Because that was my concern, was the sag factor in 30 years. You're saying don't worry about it?
No, don't worry about it at all.
Get it, girl.
Do it anyway.
Just yeah. stay on that swim
I know
for
you
life.
Mentioned getting one before. Don't back out now.
See? Travis will go with you. What if we had two tattoo artists in the studio together and you got them so you could hold hands when the pain was going to get to you?
It tickles to me. But
it tickles?
Yeah. That's not what I've heard. I have not heard that it tickles.
It also depends where you get it. So
I was talking to Moose. He and I were in the restroom together from down on the rock.
Meaningful conversation in there, are you?
Moose and I have a standing noon appointment every day.
I see him every day, too, I used to go straight down there at noon because he hits his break at the same time we do.
Yep, Moose and I have the standing urine appointment.
Wow.
Right?
And got weird.
And I was talking to him about, you know, what we were talking, you getting a tattoo and potentially on the ear. I think his guy is in Missouri, and in Missouri, you can't go on the road to give tattoos. But I think you can in Kansas.
So that's what we're looking for. So can't we just go to them where they have all the equipment and they don't have to forget anything and they're in their element there? Let's go to them. We don't
have
to do it here.
In Westport.
This is a performance art that we do here on the radio, and we need to add to that.
And I'm going to have it forever, and I'm saying you can Facebook Live it if you want to performance art it, but let's go to them.
I'd rather have you do it in studio, here.
Let's bring remote broadcast equipment.
We'll do the whole...
And we can set that. We can do the show from there if you want, but I would like to go to their home base where they have everything they need.
You don't think they're responsible enough to bring all the sterilized equipment in here?
They better be responsible. They're going to ink me for life, but I still would like to go to them.
How much those things cost, by the way?
Too much.
Travis, what'd you spend?
It all depends. Which one? The one on my ribs?
Like, give me low numbers.
$100.
My ribs.
Actually, $125.
$125?
Yeah.
What's that get
you
me?
Tip the tattoo artist?
Yes.
I would.
Yes.
I tip them ahead of time so they know you're getting a big tip at the end.
Oh, no. You don't,
don't mess this up.
You don't tip them ahead of time because if it's bad, then you want your money back.
That's true, because then they may screw it up anyway, and then I've already tipped them.
I think the most I've spent is $400, $500.
What's $100 get me?
I mean, it depends what you want.
Which one of your four is $100?
Yeah. The one on my on my bicep was just writings.
Okay, because it's one color and just writing.
I mean, some people charge by the hour.
Oh.
Some people would just charge just a straight rate. So
okay,
I wouldn't be going large, so we don't need to worry about that. This is not being put there to get a lot of people's attention, so we don't have to worry about that.
Is this going
to
be an homage to your travel?
I don't know. It just needs to be meaningful, and it needs to be meaningful forever.
You could get Wicket and Travis, one on each bicep.
Isn't that kind of like getting a boyfriend that you don't know if you're going to have forever?
Right.
I mean, I love you, but you never know.
It's radio, I understand.
It's early in our marriage.
Travis right here, and then Wicket right here. Heck yeah. All right, coming up, there's a returning character coming back to Saturday Night Live. I thought we were done with this character for the most part.
I was hoping we were done.
He's coming back. Also, Food Truck Central.
So excited about this.
We'll tell you about it next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wicket. Coming up, we will get back into our conversation about Narcan and a three strikes and you're out rule that is on the table in a city in Ohio. We'll tell you all about that after the 1 o'clock news. Guess who's back?
22980 or 576-7798. Because I put out on Twitter last night, does anybody care about this anymore? And you tweeted back at me 1,000%. And I got other response from other Twitter users saying, I don't care at all. So how much do you care that Alec Baldwin has confirmed he will return to Saturday Night Live with his Donald Trump impression this fall?
Well, considering where we are and who won the presidential election and what each local state voted for, I don't bet you're the common response, of course, that we got on Facebook when this went up last night was, I don't watch SNL. Does that show still even on? The typical stuff. It just had its highest ratings in years, all right? If you don't find it funny, like, it hasn't been funny since Belushi. Well, you were probably in your early 20s when it was on then, and you may not be as much into the humor that SNL puts out here in 2017. And that's fine. You can't tell me that nobody's watching it because it's getting the highest ratings it's had in a long, long time.
And Melissa McCarthy's impression of Sean Spicer helped that as well.
So good.
I think for me, it just got, we were seeing it so often that it lost its luster a little bit. Now, if he does it once next season, like maybe with a season premiere or something, and it's really, really funny, I'll enjoy that. But then he needs to drop it. It's just not, it's not special anymore.
It didn't, by the time we got to the third debate, that's when it started to lose its luster. And some of them were funnier than others. The cold opens that went on, you know, throughout the season. But I think I still think it's hilarious. And the thing is, it wouldn't still be going on if our president could take a joke.
Right.
It wouldn't be like Baldwin.
He's an easy
target. It is. Baldwin's so far left, and he's so far anti whatever. It wouldn't still be going on if our thin-skinned president couldn't take a joke. They make fun of everybody. They have for years. It doesn't matter. Were they terribly harsh on Obama? No, they were not. But Donald Trump makes it very easy, in part because he can't take a joke.
Yeah.
And you know what you do when somebody doesn't like the jokes you're making about him and cries about it? You make more.
Right. He just gets very defensive about everything, and he doesn't let stuff go. And the only time that he has been gone the other way on that was the night that he tweeted out Confeffi. When he made a joke about it on Twitter. I thought, that's what you should do in response to everything, or let it go. Make fun of yourself and other people won't do it for you.
It was the most humility I've ever seen out of President Trump. And it maybe was my favorite moment of his presidency.
Yeah.
I appreciated the pageantry of Inauguration Day, and I watched pretty much every second of it because I love history and I love all that. Minus his speech, which was very angry on Inauguration Day. But other than that and the pageantry of that, probably my favorite moment was when he tweeted out Confeffi or try to figure out the moment or when he said try to figure out the meaning of Confeffi and joy.
It was the most human moment, I think, because he handled it the right way. Sort of like when Sarah Huckabee Sanders' son got a hold of her phone and then was tweeting out from that. It was, now we criticized it a bit because of the level of security that I assume her phone should have.
Yes.
But it was still a human moment. You know, her kid got a hold of her phone and tweeted out something they shouldn't have. The difference is that she is the deputy White House press secretary, and I'm not. But that's what he should do all the time. So here, take a little advice from us, right?
I mean, I actually, for whatever reason, I have SNL always recording when the new one airs on Saturday. And I watched an episode, the one that Melissa McCarthy was hosting happened to be on Saturday. And it went, you know, I went back and I chuckled a little bit at the Trump impression. It's still funny. I know a lot of people can't laugh at it because, for whatever reason, you can't laugh at jokes made about the guy that you voted for. I can listen to jokes made about Bernie Sanders. I think they're, I mean, there was one last night talking about a character aged 20 years ago on the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter that was made on, I think it was on Fallon's show last night. I can make jokes and hey, Hillary jokes are hilarious to me. Yeah. I didn't vote for her. But there are people out there that are listening to us right now that cannot in any way find Stephen Colbert's humor funny because it's about their guy and these Trump snowflakes that need a safe space whenever, you know, somebody says something mean or bad about the president.
You said two of my least favorite words in the same sentence.
You know who's hilarious? Seth Meyers. He is as anti-Trump as they come, but he's smart and he's funny when he goes about it.
Very close to my heart.
I know you think he's adorable. You don't put him in your pocket.
And he's smart. Just like you said, he's the closest thing we have to a Jon Stewart right now.
Yeah. I mean, Trevor Noah's doing okay over there, but he's no Jon Stewart.
No.
You get out. I mean, when's the last time you watched his show?
I've never watched it. I've only watched clips of it.
Watch an entire episode or two.
I don't want to.
Well,
it just doesn't appeal to me. At some point he will, and it's not his fault.
He's taken over for the king.
Yeah, it's not his fault. And they did the right thing in picking a basic no-name to take over. He needs time to make it his own. The timing didn't help. He came in shortly before a presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
We all missed Jon Stewart. It's not his fault that he's had some trouble getting his sea legs. He'll get there.
Here's a great text. What it would be funny if Trump impersonated Alec Baldwin on SNL.
Yes.
That would be hilarious.
Or Trump did anything. Come back and impersonate Sean Spicer. Come back, you know, come pick on Barron. Whatever. Melania, come back and do something funny.
Yeah, I mean, he hosted.
Yeah.
He hosted the show a year and a half ago. He was on a November episode in 2015. I bet Trump fans loved that. And you know what? When he hosted, it was one of the smartest moves he could have made.
Yeah.
Because that is an audience that never gets to see Donald Trump in a different light. Mm-hmm. And that was candidate Trump. And he was good. He really was good. Trump can be funny. He really can.
Let me just cut in here for just a second with breaking news, sort of related to Trump.
Yeah.
But CNN's got it and Twitter has it as well, that, and it's funny because I had seen the opposite of this a few minutes ago. Senate GOP leaders are delaying a vote on the health care bill until after the July 4th recess. We had told you that
really?
Senator Mitch McConnell, as of this morning, had been pushing to still get that bill with a vote before they left for the recess. And we knew that there were at least they were at least several votes short of what they needed to pass. In fact, there were a couple of Republicans that were going to vote against a procedural vote to start debate. That was going to happen tomorrow. And so it looked like he didn't have the votes to get it passed. And then we heard that he was going to make some changes to the bill in order to make it more palatable for those that didn't like it. Now we have learned CNN has it, and so does KCTV Vibe, but it's all over Twitter, that lacking the vote, Senate GOP leaders abruptly delay the vote on health care bill until after the July 4th recess.
And I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Trying to push this through looks incredibly hypocritical at the pace they're trying to get this through, considering all the criticisms that Obamacare got.
And there's no reason to.
Right.
You got plenty of time.
I mean, generally, when you rush something through, are you trying to hide something? Are you trying to sneak something past people?
Now I'm waiting for everyone to start saying, well, that's what Democrats did. They voted on a bill. Okay, well, two wrongs don't make a right. Sorry to quote my mother.
But you're right. You're 100% right if you're going to say that's what Democrats did with the Affordable Care Act. Yeah. How'd that turn out?
Mm-hmm.
Pelosi famously said, you have to approve it, or you have to sign it into law or whatever. You have to approve it to know what's in it. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let these lawmakers look it over. Let these lawmakers, hell, have Roy Blunt come back and discuss it with Missourians during this break.
Let everybody go back and talk about it.
Have Claire McCaskill come back and talk to Missourians about it.
And then go back to Washington and say, here's what we heard. Here are the changes that we need made. You don't have to worry about this until the midterm elections. So you've got at least a solid year to get this through. You've got the majority, so you can get it through. But you need your Republicans to be on your side. And you've mm-hmm. got Republicans right now who do not support this bill. So we're learning that VP Mike Pence and Reince Priebus are inviting the GOP senators to the White House for a meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon to talk about the vote on the health care bill being delayed.
When do they come back?
I believe it's 2 weeks or a week.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly. And we are waiting for the White House press briefing. Today, we don't know if this is going to be audio only or if we will get to see Sean Spicer's face on the screen. This would be a day where you want him in front of the cameras, although I would say every day is a day you want him in front of the cameras, and that hasn't stopped him before. That is set to begin soon, and so we'll see if he says anything about this bill being delayed.
He'll probably have to say, I'll have to get back to you on that.
So we'll bring you those comments when we get them.
Coming up, we'll tell you about three favorite words of Jamie Monticelli, and those are Food Truck Central. We'll get to that coming up next hour. Also, you may have heard EJ and Ellen kind of teasing what they're going to talk about on tomorrow's show. We might scoop them a little bit.
But it's so convenient, Wicket. So convenient. Also, we'll get back into our conversation about a smaller town that's having a lot of trouble with overdoses and overdose deaths. And with that, they are looking at limiting how many times they are going to make Narcan available to you.
What would you think about three strikes and you're out?
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.